This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 17, 2008. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open session of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, April 17, 2008 will come to order. I note the presence of a quorum under revised Directive 10. The first item on the agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes for January 24th, 2008, as set forth in agenda document number 08-06.
All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is agreed to by a vote of 2-0. The second item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2008-01, Butler County Democrats for Change. That consideration of that draft has been postponed until our next session, which is the 8th of May, I believe. because of a late comment that came in, I had already communicated to the staff, and it goes beyond this advisory opinion, but I think we need to find a way to figure out when we – this involves an affiliation AO where only one side of the – it's not really a transaction, but one party to the request has come before us. And we had the same problem with the Nurses Association last year where one group came in and said, well, we're not affiliated with those guys. And the other group came in later and said – well, we don't think we are either, but we don't like them very much. And they got into a little dispute that didn't really involve election law, frankly. And I think we may be more or less in the same place here, but we may need to consider a way to try to get that fleshed out before the last minute before the meeting. And I know the staff agrees. So we will have that on the agenda for the next meeting. And I understand we have an extension from the requester. Next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2008-02, Todd Goldup, and we have agenda document 0808, and Amy Rothstein and Stacy Shen from the Council's office. Ms. Shen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. The draft advisory opinion before you responds to a request on behalf by Todd Goldup, a candidate for the 20th Congressional District of New York. Mr. Goldup is a homemaker with no earned income during the year prior to becoming a federal candidate. He states that due to his anticipated campaign schedule, he will incur child care and vehicle expenses that would not exist but for his candidacy. Mr. Goldup asks whether he may receive salary payments from his principal campaign committee. The draft concludes that Mr. Goldup may not receive salary payments from his principal campaign committee. However, Mr. Goldup may use campaign funds to pay for the child care and vehicle expenses during the pendency of his campaign because such expenses are otherwise authorized expenditures in connection with his campaign and would not exist irrespective of his candidacy. We have not received any comments on the draft, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Is there discussion?
Okay.
Madam Vice Chair.
I think the requester raises some interesting issues here. He raises some interesting equity issues over the question of candidate salaries for individuals who are full-time homemakers and therefore don't have a salary, although obviously they are providing value to their families. Our rules are very specific in this regard, so we can't really help him out here, even if we wanted to, because the rules say you're only allowed to the extent that you can draw a salary, you can only draw a salary that is no greater than the larger of the salary you would draw as a member of Congress or the salary that you're currently making. And unfortunately, although I value highly the services he's undoubtedly providing to his family, he's not drawing a salary now. I appreciate that the staff was creative in working with the requester and engaging with him on what he was really looking for and whether there were other ways of getting at it through established precedents about providing child care and vehicle expenses. And this is a slight expansion over what we've said about child care before. It's always come up in the past in the context of individual events that the candidate wanted to attend with the spouse and therefore needed child care related to the campaign. In this case, he is the sole provider of child care for his children, and in order for him to have the freedom and the time to campaign, he has to hire child care on a regular basis for his children. And as all of our requests are, this one is limited to the facts. Obviously, if he were tired at the end of the campaign and wanted to go on vacation, he couldn't use any leftover campaign funds to pay for child care while he and his wife go chill on the beach somewhere. But to the extent that he is freeing up time to do actual campaign work, he can use campaign funds to pay for the child care that he otherwise personally would have provided. So I thank the requester for raising an interesting issue. And it just goes to show, because, you know, this comes directly from the candidate, it didn't come filtered through some Washington lawyer, that sometimes people out there in the heartlands who are running for office have questions and they feel comfortable bringing them to us, and we're grateful for that.
Thank you. Well, I support the request or agree with the draft answer as well, and I'm also glad that we were able to work with the requester here, because he really came in with something. You're right, it was an unlawyered request, and the first level of the request, gee, can I get a salary anyway? And I was a little amused that he thought he deserved the whole salary of a member of Congress, which was a good try, because at least he was looking at something in the regulations to sort of point to. But we clearly couldn't do that. But I'll take his failure to comment as at least partial consent or approval that we may have given him a way to get at what was his biggest concern anyway. And I think it's entirely legitimate that you're going to have increased expenses that are directly related to his campaign, that he would be able to pay those out of the campaign account. And in that sense, I suppose it is a slight expansion of what we've done before, but I think it's very straightforward. And an easy call, and so I think the draft is well reasoned. Madam Vice Chair,
I believe, Mr. Chairman, that if your wife, for example, were to decide to run for office and her campaign had a compensator for all of the services that she provides to your family, it would be at least as much as what a member of Congress pays.
No doubt more. Those. Few of you in the audience may not know that my wife homeschools the 8 of our children who remain at home, and if we were looking at school tuition, in fact, I think the minor expenses even at public school might start to mount up. So yes, indeed, and I value her services greatly.
I know you do.
Madam Vice Chair, I don't recall. Have we been voting on these, or simply yes? Okay.
Well, that being the case, I move approval of the draft as set forth in agenda document number 0808.
Vice Chair has so moved. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion fails by a vote of 2 to approve, no votes against, for lack of 4 votes under Section 437C of the statute required to issue an advisory opinion. And we will send a letter to the requester so notifying them. Madam Staff Director, are there any routine administrative matters?
No, Mr. Chairman, there are not.
This meeting is adjourned.